Hello and welcome to Let's Get Deep, the podcast where we demystify the deep tech research that could inspire the startups of the future. I'm Grace and I'm working at Silicon Alley, the startup department inside of Fraunhofer's Heinrich Hertz Institute, or HHI for short, which is one of Germany's leading deep tech research institutes. And we're based here in Berlin. From AI and photonics to wireless communication and imaging, scientists at Fraunhofer HHI are publishing groundbreaking work that could inform the next big startup idea. However, unless you're deep in the world of academic research, a lot of this cutting-edge science stays buried in complex papers and technical jargon. That's where we come in. In each episode of this podcast, we take one of HHI's latest research papers and break it down. What the innovation is, how it works, and why it matters to anyone founding or building in deep tech. So if you're a founder looking for your next idea, or just want to stay ahead of the curve by getting a grasp on the latest innovations in deep tech, then you are in the right place. The following conversation is generated by Google's Notebook LLM, a large language model designed to analyze and break down complex research. With this tool, we're able to turn the latest research papers into a clear and engaging conversation, making deep tech more accessible. Since we're working at the heart of Germany's AI research scene, it would almost be rude not to use AI to create this podcast, right? Today, we're diving into a research paper on what happens when large language models, like the same tech behind ChatGPT, are combined with XR systems, like AR and VR. Spoiler alert, this pairing basically makes it possible to build smarter and more adaptive virtual environments. By giving XR devices the power to understand and respond to natural language, gestures, and context, this opens the door to entirely new applications, like safety and medical training, real-time architectural design review, and adaptive neuro-rehabilitation. So with that, let's hand it over to our rather American robot hosts.
Imagine stepping into a virtual world, or maybe just looking through your phone, and the digital stuff around you feels genuinely smart, almost intuitive.
Yeah, like it understands you.
Exactly. What if it knew what you were doing, what you needed, and could actually respond in a way that's just not been possible before?
Well, that's pretty much the exciting frontier we're digging into today.
Right.
We're doing a deep dive into the ideas from this paper, Next Generation XR Systems.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as your insider look at a potentially game-changing shift for AR and VR.
Exactly. And it's not just about, you know, sharper graphics or bigger virtual spaces. This paper looks at combining large language models, the tech behind things like ChatGPT, with these immersive XR worlds.
And for you listening, especially if you're maybe a startup founder or working in deep tech, this is where things get really fascinating.
Yeah.
Our goal today is really to unpack the key ideas, explain how this tech might actually work in the real world, and crucially explore the potential, you know, the startup opportunities.
And the bigger picture too, right? How this might reshape industries, maybe even help with global challenges. All without drowning in jargon, hopefully.
That's the plan. Yeah. Keep it practical, keep it focused on the potential.
Okay, so let's jump right in. This fusion, LLMs and XR, what's the core concept? Lay it out for us.
So at its heart, it's about taking the really advanced language understanding and generation skills of LLMs.
The stuff that makes chatbots feel smart.
Exactly that. And embedding it directly into AR and VR experiences. So picture that same intelligence, but driving interactions within a virtual or augmented space.
Right. So moving beyond the kind of pre-programmed, sometimes clunky interactions we often see in XR now.
Precisely. Yeah, current XR, a lot of the time, needs developers to anticipate almost everything a user might do and hard code a response.
Which is limiting.
Very. By adding LLMs, you introduce this layer of intelligence. The system can understand context better, process natural language what you say or type, and respond in a much smarter, more personalized way. It's moving from fixed paths to, well, genuinely dynamic experiences.
Okay. The paper breaks this down into three key areas, right? The first one is perception and situational awareness. What does that actually mean? How does an LLM help XR perceive better?
It's actually pretty cool. It's about boosting the XR system's ability to genuinely grasp what's happening around the user, You know, think about robotics, where LLMs are starting to help robots make sense of complex 3D scenes.
Right. Understanding objects and spaces.
Yeah. And recognizing way more objects without needing specific training for every single one. They call it open vocabulary object detection.
Okay.
So similarly, in XR, an LLM could analyze the visual feed, the audio, understand spatial relationships, maybe even pick up on subtle cues in your voice or how you're moving to get a much richer understanding of the situation.
So it's like giving the AR glasses or VR headset smarter eyes and ears, a better brain to interpret it all.
You got it. A deeper grasp of the environment.
Okay, second area, knowledge modeling and reasoning. How do LLMs play a role there?
Well, think about LLMs as these like enormous repositories of information,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they've read the internet, basically.
Pretty much. So integrating them into XR means you get real-time access to that knowledge and the ability to process it within the immersive context. Imagine you're using an AR app to learn about, say, a jet engine.
Okay.
Instead of just seeing the 3D model, you could ask a complex question, like, why does this specific turbine blade heat up more under these conditions?
Right, something not obviously pre-programmed.
Exactly. The LLM could access technical data, maybe physics principles, and synthesize a detailed, context-aware answer right there in your AR view. That's way beyond what a standard app could manage. There are challenges, of course, with common sense reasoning and putting different types of info together smoothly.
But the potential is huge for learning and problem solving within XR.
Absolutely, it transforms it.
And the third pillar was visualization and interaction. This sounds like it's about making the experience feel more natural.
Yeah, this is where the user experience could really take a leap. LLMs enable much more natural conversation. Instead of clicking through menus, you could just talk to a virtual guide or even the environment itself.
Like, show me the exit or make this wall blue.
Exactly, or more complex things. The paper mentions using techniques like autoencoders to create really realistic facial expressions on avatars driven just by text or speech.
Wow.
So imagine a virtual assistant that doesn't just understand your words, but their facial expressions genuinely match the conversation. Plus, things like neural renderers can clean up visual glitches, making it all feel more polished and believable. Less likely to hit that uncanny valley, perhaps.
So actual conversations, not just commands. That feels way more intuitive. Okay, let's shift gears to the practical side. Opportunities. Where could startups really make a mark with this tech? Neurorehabilitation was mentioned. How does this fit?
Well, the really compelling thing there is personalization and adaptability. Imagine an XR system guiding a patient through, say, cognitive or physical exercises after a stroke. An integrated LLM could monitor their performance, understand their verbal feedback, like if they say, that was too hard or I'm feeling dizzy, and instantly adjust the difficulty or the type of exercise.
So it adapts in real time to the patient.
Precisely. It could offer encouragement, relevant tips, almost like a tireless virtual therapist. This really opens the door for startups to build highly tailored rehab programs that respond much better to individual needs than current systems.
That makes sense. Another area. Safety training. VR is already used here, but how do LLMs enhance it?
Think about training for emergencies, like the fire safety example in the paper. Traditional VR training might have a few preset scenarios.
Right, you learn the script.
Yeah, but with an LLM, it becomes dynamic. A trainee could ask what-if questions. Okay, what if the sprinkler system fails? Or how-to questions. How do I operate this specific type of extinguisher? Or even why questions? Why is this door unsafe to open?
And the system could actually answer and adapt the scenario.
Exactly. The LLM understands the query in context and can modify the simulation, provide instant relevant feedback based on the trainee's actions and questions. It's a huge leap for learning complex procedures. This is fertile ground for companies building next-gen training solutions that are truly interactive, answering those what-ifs, how to, whether, and why questions. That's powerful.
Definitely sounds more effective. What about architectural design review? That was another example.
Yeah, imagine architects, clients, engineers, all standing together in a virtual model of a building before it's built.
Immersive collaboration.
Right. But instead of everyone needing to be a CAD expert, they could use natural language.
Yeah.
Ask things like, show me the view from this window at sunset in June, or what materials are specified for the roof? What are the sustainable alternatives?
And the LLM translates that into commands for the building model.
Exactly. It accesses the BIM data, the building information model processes the request, and visualizes the answer right there in XR. It could make design reviews much more intuitive and collaborative. Big opportunities for startups in the architecture, engineering, construction, tech space.
So beyond these examples, what's the wider commercial potential? Where else could intelligent XR make waves?
I think the key is how LLMs act as this smart intermediary. They make complex XR systems potentially much easier to use.
Lowering the barrier to entry.
Yeah. So any field involving complex information, intricate procedures, or needing personalized guidance could be transformed. Think education, truly adaptive AI tutors. Or remote assistance, an expert guiding a technician through a repair using AR, just talking them through it.
Field service, maybe.
Absolutely. Or even retail personalized virtual shopping assistants that understand your style and can answer detailed questions. You remove the friction of complex interfaces, and suddenly a lot more applications become feasible.
Okay, so for the entrepreneurs listening, thinking about jumping in, what are the key challenges or areas where innovation is really needed? Where should they focus?
Well, based on the paper and just, you know, where the tech is, getting LLMs to truly understand multimodal input is still a big challenge.
Meaning?
Combining the visual information, the audio, maybe even touch or haptic feedback, and having the LLM make sense of it all together in a coherent way, that's hard.
Right, not just text.
Exactly. Also, improving the naturalness of interaction, voice, gestures, making it feel truly seamless. And then there's the whole user experience side.
Yeah.
Making these systems comfortable, intuitive, addressing usability and ergonomics that's critical for people to actually use them for extended periods. These are all areas ripe for innovation.
Makes sense. Okay, looking further out now. Long-term impact. How might this LLM XR fusion reshape industries? What's the really big picture here?
Long-term, I think we're looking at a fundamental shift in human-computer interaction across many, many sectors. It's about making technology more intuitive, much more efficient, deeply personalized. It could really start to blur the lines between the physical and digital worlds in, well, quite profound ways.
And the market potential follows from that.
Absolutely. As the underlying XR hardware gets better, cheaper, more comfortable, the market for these intelligent software layers, these LLM-powered experiences, could be absolutely massive. It's building the intelligence inside the metaverse, if you like.
And thinking even bigger, could this tech help with, say, global challenges?
I think so, potentially. Take education. Imagine personalized learning, adapting to every student's needs, scalable globally. That's huge. Or healthcare, think about enhancing remote diagnostics, enabling complex remote collaborations between surgeons, maybe bringing expertise to underserved areas.
Telemedicine on steroids.
Kind of, yeah. And even for things like climate change modeling or disaster response planning, immersive intelligent simulations could help people grasp complex data and collaborate on solutions much more effectively.
But with all this power comes responsibility, right? The paper touches on ethics.
It does, and it's crucial. We absolutely need to grapple with the ethical side. Things like data privacy. What are these systems seeing and hearing? Transparency, how are decisions being made by the AI? Inclusivity, ensuring these experiences are accessible and fair. These aren't afterthoughts. They need to be baked in.
And maybe even opportunities for startups focused on responsible AI for XR.
Definitely. Building trustworthy, human-centered AI for these immersive environments is critical. It connects to evaluating these systems properly, focusing not just on tech specs, but on usability, ergonomics, avoiding that uncanny valley, ensuring user acceptance. We need thoughtful design.
Okay, so if we had to boil it down, what's the single key takeaway from this deep dive?
I'd say it's the truly transformative potential you get when you combine the deep language understanding of LLMs with the immersive power of XR. It's not just an add-on. It's enabling a new generation of intelligent, adaptive, mixed reality that could fundamentally change how we interact with information and each other.
It certainly feels like a space brimming with potential, especially for those startup founders and tech innovators listening. Definitely worth exploring the source paper and thinking about where the unmet needs are.
Absolutely.
So maybe a final thought to leave everyone with, something to ponder as they think about this future.
Well, as these incredibly immersive and intelligent systems evolve, maybe think about how they might fundamentally change our core human experiences, learning, working, connecting. What completely new possibilities might emerge when our digital interactions become this intelligent and this intertwined with our physical reality? And, you know, what role might you play in shaping that future?
Thanks so much for listening. We really hope you enjoyed the conversation and walked away with some valuable insights. If you want to learn more about Silicon LA at Fraunhofer HHI, and how we support deep tech startups here in Berlin, head over to our website, siliconallee.com. Allee is spelled A-L-L-E. You can also find us on LinkedIn and Instagram. Until next time, take care. Bye.